Okay, I wanted to wrap up this sugi a little bit, but we're going to take it nice and slow. And here we go. Okay, so we saw yesterday the sugi of Ein Mafligin B'Svina. And the Gemara tells us a very interesting halacha that when it comes to getting on a boat on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that's going to be usur. However, if you get on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's allowed. And then the Gemara has a qualification, Letzorch Mitzvah, it's going to be mutter even on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We saw a whole panoply of Shitas and Rishonim. What exactly is the reason for this? So the one we're going to focus on today is the approach of the Bala Mo'or. And the Bala Mo'or writes that the reason he can't get on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is he's assuming that there will be a Chil Shabbos. This Gentile, let's say, sailor, is going to be, he's the captain of the boat. And in order to go ahead and keep a boat afloat on the high seas, there will be Chil Shabbos. And says the Bala Mo'or that you cannot put yourself in a position when you are Kamei Shabbata, when you're in the penumbra of Shabbos, you cannot put yourself in a position of Chilul Shabbos Beheter, what I will call Dechias Isurim. So to get on the boat Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, when that will involve Dechias Isurim, pushing off, suspending Chilul Shabbos, even because of Pikuach Nefesh, that is going to be Usur. However, if it's Letzorach Mitzvah, then they weren't Gozer. That is the position of the Bala Mo'or. There's a number of interesting chidushim over here. But based on this Bala Mo'or, one would take the position, perhaps, that to engage in elective surgery, which will cause Chilul Shabbos to have to be done on your behalf, would be Usur. You wouldn't be able to go into that surgery Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. To go into it earlier in the week, that would be permissible. And the idea that once you're at Wednesday, you have to start projecting into ahead to Shabbos, that's a very interesting chiddush of the Baal HaMa'or. That Gemara then, that Shita, that position would seem to contrast and be very different, perhaps even arguing on another sugya. The Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Dav Kuf Lamed Daled, discusses Bris Mila, Perek Rabbi Elazar de Mila, and it discusses that when it comes to the mitzvah of Mila, so Mila we know is Doche Es HaShabbos, but the Gemara also says that Marchitzen Es HaKotan Bein Lifnei Mila Bein LaAchra Mila. There was a practice for Sakanas Nefashos to wash the baby before the Bris Mila and to wash the baby after the Bris Mila. So they used to have two jugs of hot water ready and available for that purpose. Now there's an interesting series of Gemaras in Maseches Erevin Daf Samaches. We saw one of those Gemaras earlier, a couple of weeks ago, of Ishtape Chamime. What is the halacha if one of those pitchers spills out? What do you do in such a situation? You need that second pitcher, you need that two pitchers. What do you exactly do when you need hot water? You want to do a mitzvah of Mila. The Gemara has a number of interesting suggestions. Here on this Dav, the Rif, the Ran, the Ramban, the Bala Mo'or all address what would be the halacha if one jug of water before the Bris Mila spilled out. See, if one jug of water spilled out, if you have two jugs of water. One, you wash the baby before the Mila, then you do the Mila, and now you have a second jug, and let's say that one spills after the Mila, so of course you can go ahead and be Machal Shabbos, nothing to talk about. You have a baby now in a state of Sakana, you want to go ahead and help the baby out, you can heat water to go and wash the baby, that's nothing to talk about. The question is going to be, what if the one jug of water spilled before the Mila? Lifnei HaBris, what would be the situation over there? So comes along the Ramban, who is the Bar Plukta of the Bala Mo'or par excellence, and the Ramban says, no problem, says the Ramban, Shari Lamim Haleh, you're allowed to do the Bris Mila. Why are you allowed to do the Bris Mila? She'ein la mitzvah ela shaita. Because right now, you have one jug of water, you have a baby, and you have a mitzvah of Mila. Says the Ramban, step by step, ein la mitzvah ela shaita. Is Mila dochas HaShabbos? Yeah, so do the Bris Mila. What are you going to do after the Bris Mila? You're going to have to boil water. Okay, but right now you're allowed to boil water. Why are you allowed to boil water right now? Because it's Pikuach Nefesh. So Ein La Mitzvah, Ela Shaita, and therefore, Shari La Mimale, the Ein Doichen Es HaMila, and therefore we're not going to push off the Mila Nation, start Achar Likos HaShabbos, the Bas Hachi Pikuach Nefeshu, the Dachile. And therefore, it is permissible. Says the Ramban, I do not have to look into the future. I can go ahead and see right now the mitzvah, do the Mila. Afterwards, let the chips fall where they may. If now I have a heter pikuach nefesh, I'll utilize that heter pikuach nefesh. That is the position of the Ramban. And the Ramban would seem to say that you're not worried about dechias isurim. it is permissible to do the mitzvah of milah, even though we'll have to go ahead and be machal Shabbos after the fact, al yidei pikuach nefesh. Is the Ramban clear? Now, if I stop right here and I ask you, is the Ramban consistent with the Baal HaMa'or in our sugya in Shabbos Daf Yutes? What would you say?
Don't move the bris.
What?
Don't do the bris on Shabbos.
Why do you say that?
Because you're going to have to be done for Shabbos. I think he would call it the same as sharpening the knife in order to do the bris.
I'll ask my question again. Is the Baal HaMa'or consistent or inconsistent? Is the Ramban consistent or inconsistent with the Baal HaMa'or?
No.
Inconsistent. Aryeh? Inconsistent. Binyamin? Inconsistent. Shimon? Perfectly consistent. Perfectly consistent. Why? Because when does the Baal HaMa'or say it's aser to get on a boat? If it's a davar harashus. But if you're getting on the boat because what? You're going for a dvar mitzvah, you make an aliyah, so then can you get on the boat? It's going to involve tchiyas yisurim. Yeah, but let's sorach mitzvah, it's allowed. So what about the Ramban? So what does the Ramban say? Can you go and do the bris milah? Yeah, do the bris milah. Why? Because l'chora, tzorach mitzvah. Now there's going to be some collateral damage afterwards. No. Ein la mitzvah, la shaita. Do what you're doing. So l'chora, the Ramban is good with the Baal HaMa'or. No, it's not bad with the Baal HaMa'or. I understand why you said prima facie not, but you missed that one little point. What's interesting is the Raza, the famous, famous, famous Rabbeinu Zrachya Halevi, disagrees with the Ramban. And what does Rabbeinu Zrachya Halevi say? You want to do the mitzvah of Bris Milah? How can you do the mitzvah of Bris Milah? Ve'ena kein das ha-raza. Shuzal amar, de'kol hecha dishtapech ha-mima, de'bosa milah, mikmi milah. If the water of, after the milah, spilt before the bris, titche milah. You have to do what? Postpone the milah. Ve'kein das ha-rashba. And this is also the position of the Rashba. What's the position of the Rashba? The Rashba says the Hevi Raya Miditan Perakama de Beitza. And the Rashba brings the Raya from the first Mishnah in Maseches Beitza. You remember that Mishnah? You remember the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, you're allowed to do Shechita on Yantif? You can't do Shechita on Yantif.
Oh, no, yeah.
Of course you can do Shechita on Yantif. You can do Shechita on Yantif. You can do Shechita on Yantif. However, the question is, what happens after you shech the bird? What do you have to do after you shech the bird? You have to cover the blood. What do we call that? Kisui Adam. You have to engage in Kisui Adam. So comes along the Beis Shammai says, Hashochet chaya v'opi yomto Beis Shammai omrim yachpor badeker v'yichaset. Dig with a shovel and cover the blood. Ubeis hil omrim. No, lo yishchot ella in kain ahoye lo afar muchan b'ba'od yom. You can't start digging dirt on Yantif. That's Harish, that's Aser. So what do you have to have? If you have Efer Mukhan, if you have already dust, dirt prepared, then you can go ahead and spill it on. And then the Gemara says, however, Im Shachat, if you did the Shechita, Yachpor Bedekar B'yachasa, then even base Hillel says you can do what?
Cover it.
What's this machlokas over here? Why can you cover it according to Beis Hillel? Because, let me hear, after the fact, can you cover? Yes. Why? Because you have an Isser Yantif, you have an Isser of, some kind of Isser over here, digging, but you have a mitzvah say of Kisei Adam, you have a mitzvah of Simchas Yantif to have meat, so the mitzvah is going to be Dochevi Isser. Mitzvah is docha the iser. Simchas Yantif is going to be docha the iser of the digging. Good? So when does Beis Hillel say it's docha the iser of the digging? Only after the fact. But what about before the fact? Can you go ahead and say, you know what, I'm going to shech the animal. Then, I'm going to be after the fact. And after the fact, in order to eat the meat, I'm allowed to go ahead and do the Kisei Adam. So what does Beis Hillel say? Can't do that. What does Beis Shammai say? You can't do that. Who does this, how does this line up for us? In our case of Mila, who's the one who says, look at the here and now, and who's the one who says, no, you have to look into the future? Ramban says, look at the here and now. So the Ramban is lining up with who? With Beis Shammai, check the animal. Oh, and then after the fact, you'll go ahead and you'll clean it up. You'll do Kiseh Adam. Ramban is lining up with Beis Shammai. Balamor is lining up with Beis Hillel. And therefore, says the Rashba, why does the Balamor line up with Beis Hillel? By Mila. What's he saying? You have to look into the future. You can't go ahead and just push off Isurin if you can avoid it. Hazel Chacham Haroes Anola. You have to look ahead. You have to project the future. You can't just be Doche Isurin. And therefore, don't do the Shechita unless you have what? Efer Muchan. If you don't have Efer Muchan, the Shechita is Aser. In other words, don't do the Mila unless you have what? You have water prepared. If you don't have water prepared, then don't do the Mila. So the Baal HaMor lines up with who? With Beis Hillel. So says the Rashba, how do we pass? Can we still Beis Shammai? Beis Hillel. So how do we pass? Ramban or Baal HaMor? Baal HaMor. It's very curious. Because is it normal to have a Machlokas Rishonim lining up with a Machlokas Tanoim? Like, is that a normal thing? No, but that's how the Rashba learns. Look inside. 1 second. Let's finish up the Ran. If the Ramban is correct, then Nishko b'nei Simchas Yontif, ula'achar mikan neima de mitzvos kisei doiche ela shma mina kol she'anu yodim b'tchilas hadover she'yavu lidei iser malacha dochen es ha-mitzah k'dei shol yavu basov lidei kach. Yeah. So that's the Rashba. The Rashba brings a raya from Beis Hillel for whose position? For the Baal HaMor. And then the Ran concludes with the following line, which we'll have to come back to. Elu divrei harav zal. This is the position of the Rashba, lining up with the Baal HaMor. Ve'efsar heim. Efsar. Aval zu shel deker. Maybe the Baal HaMor is correct. Maybe. Aval zu shel deker. But the case of the shovel, beitz adab beizim and aleph, Eino raya lefi da'ati. It's no proof. She'ein shchita b'yom tov mitzvah kavua k'mila b'shabbos. Shchita b'yontif cannot compare. Shchita b'yontif to what? To mila b'shabbos. Different things. Don't compare. So we'll come back to that, Ron, in a second. I want to, though, just one second, line you up. So we'll come back to the Rosh, we'll come back to Beit. So let's back to the Baal HaMor. So I both say, according to the Baal HaMor, by Miss Mila, what's the halacha of you spill before the Mila you spill the second bottle? You cannot do the Mila. Why can't you do the Mila? Just formulate it for me. Because you must project. You must project. So according to the Baal HaMor, just to make it exciting, can you go to medical school?
No.
No. Why not? Because you look ahead. And looking ahead, are you going to have to go to Mechal Shabbos?
Yes.
Beheter? Yep. Yes, but who says you have to go to medical school? Who says you can go ahead and put yourself to that position where, projecting ahead, you're going to be Doche Isur? That's the Baal HaMor. What does Ramban say? Look at the here and now. Right now, is there anything wrong going to medical school?
No.
Right now, is there anything wrong doing the Mila?
No.
No, you don't have to look ahead. And now that you go ahead and you have a pikuach nefesh in front of you, so of course you're allowed to be doche isur. That is the position of the Ramban. 1 second. Is the Ramban consistent with the Baal HaMor by Maflik B'Sfina?
Yes.
Is the Baal HaMor, I shouldn't say the Baal HaMor, I should say the Raza, Rabbi Nizrachya HaLevi. Who's Rabbi Nizrachya HaLevi? The Baal HaMor. Is Rabbeinu Zrachya HaLevi, the Baal HaMor, in Mila, consistent with the Baal HaMor in Maflik B'Sfina?
Yeah.
So, prima facie, the answer is no. Why? Because according to the Baal HaMa'or, by Maflik B'Sfina, do you project ahead? Do you project ahead in general?
Yes.
You're not allowed to get on the boat because it's going to yield what? Dechias Yisurim. It's going to yield Chilul Shabbos Beheter. But there's an exception to the rule. What's the exception to the rule? Tvar Mitzvah. The Gemara says it. Well, it's the Gemara. Yeah, he does say it. Everyone says it. You got to agree with the Gemara. The Gemara says it. What? It's also only 3 days before. Yet over here, what's the Baal HaMa'or saying? Is that even if Sorek Mitzvah, Bris Mila, Ein Lecha Mitzvah, Gedola, Mizu, you're not allowed to do the Mila if you don't have water. Better to push the Mila off till tomorrow. But you can't do the Bris Mila even in the face of Mitzvah. So both sides, we have a stira in the Baal HaMa'or. So comes along Noah Kimmel Shlita. And Noah Kimmel says there's no stira. There's no stira. You can't compare these two cases. Why can't you compare these two cases? Because in the case of Bris Mila, will you definitely have to heat up water?
Yeah.
You have to. If the water is spilt, you definitely have to heat up water. It's a vadai. So he says over there, in a case of vadai, what are you not allowed to do? You can't do a Mila if it's going to create vadai Chilul Shabbos. What about says Noah Kimmel? What about the case of the boat? Is it vadai that he's going to have to go and be Mechal Shabbos for you?
No.
So says Noah, argues Noah. He's allowed to argue this. It's not vadai. Maybe you can navigate the boat without an Isser Dorais. Without an Isser Dorais. This is a suggestion of Noah Kimmel. It's a viable suggestion. And in fact, it is thrown out as a suggestion by none other than the Stipler Gaon, the Kilos Yaakov, in his piece on Maflik B'Sfina. However, the Stipler doesn't like the suggestion, as I share with Noah Kimmel Shlita. And the reason he doesn't like the suggestion is because of the following line in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes, quotes this halach of Maflik B'Sfina, and then he adds, Hayotzin Bishayara. If you're going on a caravan, Bamidbar, V'hakol Yodim Shem Tzrichem L'chal Shabbos. And everyone knows, when you go on this trip through the desert, you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos, Ki Mipnei HaSakana, because of Sakana, Shloshes Yom Kodem Shabbos Asrum Latzeis. You're not allowed to go out when? 3 days before Shabbos. But Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, can you go out?
Yes.
So what? And what's the language of the Shulchan Aruch? What's the language of the Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch says, V'akol Yodim Shem Tzrichem L'chal Shabbos. Is it a suffix whether you're going to have to be L'chal Shabbos?
No.
Not a suffix. It's a vade. So therefore, the Stifler suggests this as a possibility and neutralizes it because he understands that the cases are equivalent in the sense that they're both cases of Vadai Chilul Shabbos. Yet, in the case of Maflik B'Sfina, says the Baal HaMa'or, Mitzvah is a heter. In the case of what? Of Bris Mila? No. You can't do the Mila. Could someone suggest a pshat? Nice, clean pshat. Silver.
The thing that you are doka Shabbos for by Bris Mila is neither a heksher mitzvah and it's not a mitzvah in itself. But by going on a boat in order to do a davar mitzvah, that's a heksher mitzvah.
What?
By the boat on Shabbos, it's in order to do a mitzvah.
Yeah.
By Bris Mila, the hot water is after the mitzvah.
So forget the hot water. The Mila. The meal is the mitzvah.
Maybe also on
the meal is the mitzvah.
Yes,
Mr. Warren.
Didn't we say that in the boat case, you actually
least one of the opinions that you had to go to the captain and ask him to...
Nah, don't give me technical stuff. Give me, I'm looking for lumbus.
You can't go to the baby and tell it, you know, not to need medical attention.
I saw an answer by a sefer called the Usher L'Shlomo. I'm just going to write it down so you remind me. I don't want to say it over now, but it's a little bit of what you're saying. Not a lot, but a little. So hold on. Remind me the Usher L'Shlomo. Barg.
You're only pushing off the bris, whereas presumably by the bookcase you're going to lose the opportunity for that mitzvah.
Who says... Who says I like something a little more sharp?
Okay, well, maybe because if you're on the boat, you're not actually like
Noah Kamel.
We already doka Shabbos once for Mila before.
Where?
When we doka Shabbos to do the Mila in the first place, because you're not supposed to be able to.
But we're asking. That's the question we're asking. Should we do the Mila?
We already did it once.
We didn't do the Mila once.
I'm saying you have to do the Mila and also heat up the water. It's too.
And therefore what?
And therefore the Mila, and therefore the Mila can only be Docha one, not two.
Ah, okay. I saw, this is the second answer. This answer number two. Answer number two is something that I have a little pamphlet here, a little kuntres from Rav Schechter. So I'll read you what he writes, answer number two. He says, maybe you could argue the following. Although I really want to do answer number one first. Because it's a simpler answer. But okay, answer number two. Answer number two is as follows. Oh. Yes, Lomar. Shetaima, the taima shall haraza. Sha'ol silamul va yede kach lahachnis is at lamatsav shal zechiyah Shabbos. Is because the Mila, it's the Mila that's Aser. It's not the Pshat that it's the cooking afterwards it's Aser. Mila is Docha Es HaShabbos. When is Mila Docha Es HaShabbos? If it's the soul Iser Shabbos that you're going to involve yourself with. Mila's Docha Shabbos if it and only it is going to be the Dechiyah. However, Heicha D'Yisovev Al Yedei Zeh Chil Shabbos Nosaf, it is going to be as a result of Mila extra Chil Shabbos. B'chi Agavna Shemachnis Es Atzal L'Matzah Shal Chil Shabbos Nosaf Af Iker Hamila be Isura Omid. There is no heter of Mila. You know, what was the Chiddush of the Ramban? What was the Chiddush of the Ramban? What did Ramban say? Do you allow to do Mila? Yeah, step one, do the Mila. Because that's Mutter. Step two, now you have Pikuach Nefesh. Argues of Shechter, it's actually the name of the Rav. That when is step one Mutter? When is Mila Mutter B'Shabbos? When it's the only Isser. But if there's going to be other Isurim that are going to be triggered by the Mila, then the Mila itself is Aser. And therefore this Mila, which now will carry with it additional Isurim, is not Docha Es HaShabbos. Okay, well, think about that a little bit. Think about that. That's a fancier answer. I want to go with a simple answer. Rabbi says a much more fundamental distinction, a simple distinction. Between the case of Mila and the case of Maflik B'Sedek. A simple distinction. Rabosai, why by Mila does the Baal HaMor say it's Aser? By Maflik B'Sfina and Mitzorek Mitzvah it's Mutter. What's the difference?
Maybe.
Benjamin?
Maybe it's the order. In the case of being on a boat, it's before you're doing the mitzvah, to do the mitzvah. So that's after the case, you've already done the mitzvah, and then it's a separate day.
I would say that cuts the other way.
Yeah.
That cuts the other way. While you're doing the mitzvah, certainly you should be able to do the mitzvah of Mila. Here you're just going to do the mitzvah. It would cut the other way. No?
Yeah,
No.
What about the fact that you're going on the boat before Shabbos, but the Bris Mila you're doing on Shabbos?
Very good. That's what I'm looking for. Gavi said this yesterday. Rabosa, I think the answer is very simple. In the case of the boat, what's the Shiloh? When are you getting on the boat? You're getting on the boat Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's not even Shabbos yet. So now there's this chiddush. A chiddush that already on Wednesday you have to think, you have to project Shabbos. That's a chiddush. So comes along the Gemara and tells you, yeah, but if it's a mitzvah, if you're osik bar mitzvah, after all, Shabbos is 3 days from now. This mitzvah is right now. So, yeah, do the mitzvah. But when it comes to the Bris Mila case, where are you standing right now? You're standing on Shabbos. So right now, before the Mila, of course you have to confront Shabbos. Of course you have to confront a projected Chilul Shabbos. You're in Shabbos. The Chiddush of, and I'll go deeper in a second, the Chiddush of the Baal HaMor is, yes, before Shabbos, the Gemara tells you have to project Shabbos, but by Medrash HaMor, when? If it's a Rit Davar Arshus, but a Davar Mitzvah, Mitzvah's Doche. Why? Because you're not in Shabbos right now. When it comes to Mitzvah's Mila, you're in Shabbos. Of course, you have to think about the collateral damage because the Chiyuvei Shabbos are in you, are upon you. Once the Chiyuvei Shabbos are upon you, you have to consider collateral damage. One second. Now, let's explain this a little deeper. Rabosai. I'm going to make an assumption here. You remember we had a while ago when we discussed Mar Bishirim? Do you remember Mar Bishirim? So Mar Bishirim, we had a discussion back in the day whether Pikuach Nefesh is Chutra or Dechuya. What was the difference if it's Chutra or Dechuya?
One is
Dechuya means, yeah, there's Pikuach Nefesh, there's Shabbos, and you have to... It's still here. Shabbos is here, and you have to negotiate that. And push comes to shove, Pikuach Nefesh is Doch. But Shabbos is still here. What about Chutra? What does Chutra mean? Shabbos no longer exists. In the face of Pikuach Nefesh, there is no Shabbos. Let's assume we're operating, the Baal HaMa'or is operating in the world of Dechuya. He's operating in the world of Dechuya. Do you have to consider the Shabbos component?
Yeah.
Of course you do. But if you are before Shabbos, what does Dechuya say? Let's discuss, just analyze. What does Dechuya say? When you have a clash, what do you have to do ideally? You have to avoid the clash if you can. You know what the classic case in the Gemara of Dechuya is? I'm learning Daf Yomi, so I'm holding in the sugi. Are you allowed to bring a Korban Pesach if all of Klai Yisrael is Tameh?
Yes.
Tumah is Chut, is, I shouldn't say the word. Tumah is waived, B'tzibur. Good? Now. You're looking, it's Adar, it's getting late. It's Tes Adar. And you see there's a lot of Tmei Mesim here. A lot of Tmei Mesim. And we're trying to get our Paradumas in place, but it's a problem. We don't got enough Paradumas to deal with all you Tmei Mesim. Okay? So now it's the end of Adar. We have two options. I can either just go Viter and Shas, and I'll get to Yudalad Nisan. And when I get to Yudalad Nisan, the Jews are going to be Tame. Can I bring a carbon paste of a Tumah if everyone's Tame?
Yes.
No problem. Or maybe I can buy myself some time. How do I buy time? Because I want to get people taller. How can I buy myself time? No problem. At the end of Adar, I'll just buy myself 30 days. How do I buy myself 30 days? I'll add another month. I'll add an Adar Sheni. No problem. Just like that. No problem. Pesach is now a month later. And now I can hustle up and get everyone getahered. So what does that determine? Do I have to do that? Yes or no? If you hold Tumah is Hutra Betzibur. Do I have to do that? I don't have to do that. Why? Because it's Hutra. There's no Issa, no problem. But if your whole Tumah is Duchuya Betzibur, then what do you have to do? You have to do everything you can to avoid the clash. How can I avoid the clash? By adding an extra month. So comes along. One second. So if Tumah, if the din is Duchuya, what does that mean? I have to? Where I can, I have to do what? I have to avoid the clash. Perhaps, what the Balamor is saying is, before Shabbos starts, am I projecting a clash over here?
Yeah.
I'm projecting a clash. So I have to avoid the clash. How do I avoid the clash? By not getting on the boat. But if getting on the boat is a what? It's a mitzvah. So now, I can't avoid the clash. Because I have a current imperative to do what?
Go on the boat.
To go on the boat. I must go on the boat. Now that I'm on the boat, there's a clash. And pikuach nefesh is doch, it's hashatz. That's the Baal HaMor, but Mafik B'Sfina. But when it comes to what? The case of Mila, when did this issue arise? It arised on Shabbos itself. And now I have a clash. The clash is not projected. Because it's Shabbos, the clash is already
happening.
Is already now. And what's the chuyah going to tell me to do? Do the Mila tomorrow. Do the Bris Mila tomorrow. And that, perhaps, again, pretty fancy pshat, is the pshat of the Baal HaMor. Now, hold on, because I don't want to lose my flow. It's very important to be in flow. How would you deal if you're a Nachmanadin with the Beitza case? What did we say, Masechus Beitza? What did Beis Hillel say? Beis Hillel said, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. But if you do it, then what?
Then you can cover up,
but don't do it. So that's a kash on the Ramban, no?
No.
The Ramban says, "Ein l'chametz el shaita, do the shkita, then you'll deal with the collateral damage afterwards." So what did the Ran say? Why did the Ran say this is not a compelling raya? What did the Ran write? I told you this, we're going to come back to that Ran. What did the Ran write? A couple of pithy words over here. What does the Ran say? Aval shel deker ein orai lefi dati she'ein shchita b'yantav mitzvah kavua kamila b'shabbos. What's the Ramban saying? Yeah.
You don't have to shecht an animal.
What's the mitzvah that you're accomplishing by shechting the animal yantav? Simchas yantav. Can you do simchas yantav in other ways? Is there an imperative to check this animal? No. In other words, is there a way to avoid the clash? When it comes to Yantif, it's not an imperative to check this animal. You can avoid the clash, have Simchas Yantif in some other way, and allow everything to survive. However, when it comes to what? When it comes to Mila B'Shabbos, the mitzvah of Mila is right now. There is a clash, says the Ramban, and therefore, Mila is Dochas HaShabbos, and you don't have to look into the future. When it comes to Simchas Yontif, there is no real clash, and therefore, do what you can to avoid the clash. How do we pass this Shaila Halacha? We pass like the Baal HaMor. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Baal HaMor and the Rashba. That is the Psak Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, which again raises that issue in general, of can you put yourself, can you, my son-in-law, God bless him, is a Hatzalah guy. very serious Hatzalah guy. Can you take, can you be a Hatzalah guy? The answer, of course you can, especially in Eretz Yisrael, but even in Jewish communities and Chutz Lars. Why? Because you need, it's, you know, proven kind of the Hatzalah people, they're faster than the regular ambulances. They're more, so that's going to save lives. That's Pikuach Nefesh. But again, the question is, if it doesn't have to be you, if it could be someone else. So that becomes this issue. I told you that there's going to be a tie into the Purim story. So can we just look at a tie into the Purim story? Quick tie into the Purim story. So this is, again, I'm doing this fast, and there's a lot here. But I want you to open up, take a look on the second page. I photocopied a couple of lines of a stipler. And the stipler, again, Kedarko Bakodesh, pulls out a sugya that I would have said nothing to do with our sugya, but really puts it all, pulls it out and really ties it in an interesting way. So Rabosai, Esther Hamalka has a challenge. The Jewish people are going to be destroyed. Lahashmid ula abed. And she's got to get Ahasuerus's ear. And if she doesn't get into Ahasuerus and get the message across, so there's going to be big trouble for the Yehudim. Now, how do you get a man's ear? You marry him. And you... something like that. Yeah. So the Gemara tells us that Esther married Ahasuerus, but she was already had a marriage to Mordechai. And the Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah, Kasher Avadati Avadati. And Chazal understand, just like I was lost from the house of my father, I am now lost from you, Mordechai, my husband. And she became Asura Labaila. She's not allowed to live with her true husband. Why? Because she's engaged in Gilui Arayos. The Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin, Esther Karka Olam Havya, etc. You know how, but that was because she was Farhesia. What about the fact that she was Gimel Averus Chamuros? The Gemara assumes that maybe that she couldn't Tzar Valiavar. How could she go ahead and give up her life? Gemara doesn't ask that question. The Rishonim ask that question. They give various answers, but the bottom line is she's also to her husband. Now, was she an anusa, or was she, like, was this against her will or with her will?
With her will.
So this is what, look at how he frames it. Let's take a look at the first paragraph. V'al pi ze yisyashiv heitiv hodekosha lichora, b'hoda amrinam perakam de megillah, kasha avadati avadati, dahainu, shetiyoser al Mordechai, kevon de holeches la Ahasuerus beratza. She went to Ahasuerus be... Ratzon. Oh, you have one? Yeah, so sorry. She went to Achashe Baruch. Hare, deze nechshav she'ena anusa. Afal pishla acharkach bishas aveira vadai tia anusa. Even though when she did what? When she actually slept with him, what was her, she was anusa. She wasn't. And if she didn't do it, she agena im tisarev. If she refused, she would have been killed. Mikamakam. Kevin she atzma mevia es atzma lo ones ze lo mechshev ones. So look what he's saying. Did she know what was going to go down?
Yes.
Was she, quote unquote, being like raped, so to speak? And if she didn't sleep with him, she would have been killed?
Yeah.
Yes. But did she go beratzon? Yeah. She married him beratzon. What was going to happen? She was going to get killed if she didn't sleep with him. So how much does she have to project what is going down? Does she have to project? Again, it's exactly the way he's setting it up, same case as our case. How so? Right now, I'm allowed to get on a boat. But what's going to happen in the future? In the future, it's going to be Dechiasi Surin. Dechiasi Surin. Right now, she's marrying Ahasuerus, and then there's going to be a Sakanas Nefashos, Dechias Isurin. Is that her responsibility or not?
Really not.
Can you go ahead and do Bris Milah, and then there's going to be Dechias Isurin after the fact? is that do I have to take into account what's being projected down the line? So what is it going to tell us in Maseches Megillah? What is it going to tell us in Maseches Megillah? Is she mutter to Achashverosh? Yes or no? She's asura to Achashverosh. Why is she asura to Achashverosh? Because I'm sorry, it's a Mordechai. Why? Because you have to
see that.
To project. Now watch this. You hear what I'm saying? You hear what he's saying? Is this something that you look at as analogous to Mila?
No.
Where it's already Shabbos? Or is it analogous to what? To the boat, which is like Erev Shabbos. She's going Lidvar Mitzvah. On Shabbos, Lidvar Mitzvah, nothing doing. It's already Shabbos. You have to take into account. Before Shabbos, so look what he says. I'm not going to finish this piece with you. I'm going to save it, but I want to just set it up. So he says, Mikol Makom, Kevin she atzma via es atzma lo ones, ze lo mikshel ones. Since she's bringing it about, and it starts beratzon and it ends beones, it's not called ones. But in Cain, heichi shari la haflig basfina, Kevin shu atzmo. Maybe al atzma ha'onas apikuach nefesh. How do we allow a person to get on the boat when he's bringing it upon himself? He or she's bringing it upon herself, even though it's an onus later. She's responsible. She can't sleep with Achaz. She can't go back to her husband. Ubifrat shahalichas Esther. Esther was going hayla mitzvah rabba. She's doing a big mitzvah. Lahatzalas klal Yisrael. So Rabbo say, if you're going for a mitzvah, what's the din? What are we seeing? What's the din? If you're going for a mitzvah, it's mutter. So why is she aser to her husband? So he says, "V'makom mitzvah sharin lahaflik afil be'er Shabbos ulefi ma shekasav hadaber nachol meod." What's the difference? What's the difference between nachlik besfina, where you're going for a mitzvah, it's aser, and the case of shmila, where you're going for a mitzvah, and it's the opposite. Nachlik besfina l'tzarach mitzvah is mutter. Mila l'tzarach mitzvah is what? Is aser. What's the difference? The difference is mila is happening when? On Shabbos. The case of Matlik Besfina is happening when? Wednesday. When is it considered that you have to start projecting? When do you have to start projecting? Even in the case of Mitzvah. When the Isser is upon you. Rabosai, when is the Isser upon an Eishas Ish? When is the Isser Eishes Ish upon an Eishes Ish?
When she sleeps
in her husband. When she becomes an Eishes Ish! When she gets married. The second the woman gets married to Mordechai, she has to start projecting what?
If she's
going to be... Right. The Makom Mitzvah Shem L'Havdik HaFil Be'er Shavuz Ufi Ma'ashkot HaDavar Nachom Ma'od Demno Gela Isser Nus Hahabe kamo maybe after the ines achar shekvar chal Shabbos the zevadei oser kamoshin is bar v'achanami kvar chal isses nus the eishes ish aleha. You got it? So who's gonna have a problem over here? What about the Ramban? What's the Ramban? Because according to Ramban, what can you do? You look at what you have right now. Right now, she's got Hatzalas Klal Yisrael. So she's got a mitzvah. You look at the here and now. The only way she can save the Jewish people is what? Is through? Is through marrying Achashverosh. So we're going to leave this last piece till tomorrow. Sorry. It's important. I don't want to ram it down your throat. But I want you to think about the following. Think about the following. It goes to a very fundamental idea of, was Esther obligated to give up her life? Was Esther obligated to give up her life?
Yeah, right. It's one of the three things.
It's one of the big three. Was she obligated to give up her life? So everyone says no. She wasn't obligated to give up her life. Why not? Is that an excuse?
Yes.
Is that an excuse? Really? Pikuach nefesh? Someone puts a gun to your head and says, commit to your woman, commit adultery.
Or
yeah. What's the
din? Saving for the team.
What?
It's saving all the cloud yourself for one act.
Let's say someone says Ari Alter, kill Daniel Jaffe, or else I will kill the entire Shear.
Do it, Jaffe.
What do you mean it's hard?
I don't want to kill him, but I want to save him.
I understand, but what's the din? What's the din? So, Rabosa, in honor of Chag HaPurim, Abaleinu L'Toyva, we'll discuss some of this tomorrow. We'll tie it in, but I will tell you that this goes to a very core question. First of all, it goes to a core question. There's a lot of tshuvas out there. You had real tshuvas, shilas that came up. A group of Jews are traveling, and some thugs, what we call them, listim mizuyan. They come forward and they say, "We want one of your women, to sleep with us. And if you give us one woman to sleep with us, we will save everyone. Otherwise, we're killing all of you." So, a hey, look, a lady says, "You know what? I'm going to take one for the team. I'll take one for the team." So the Shiloh then is, and she's raped. She's total anusa. Can she now rejoin her husband? Can she live with her husband? Is that called, listen to the words, is that called ones, or is that called ratzon? On the one hand, she's under compulsion. On the other hand, she did it v'ratzon. Is that called ones? Is that called ratzon? If a woman is raped forcibly, physically, no, you know, she's mutter to her husband. She's allowed to be with her husband. But this is not that case. She opted to save everyone else. Esther opted to save everyone else. How does that fit in? Is that exactly the same? It's going to be very critical to understand the Ramban and how Ramban will deal with this issue. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick that up tomorrow.
Shabbat shalom.